someday. Low moon down the yellow road, I remember something. The leaving was an easy night, evening in my rhymes. And a certain lady's evening, it is now, it is not the time. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. And being rushed and kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands a second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt right, I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how are we gonna cry? Cause it once might not mean something. Love a second glance, it is not something that we need. Honey, understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeps. And I'll see. Turn around, you're my 18. Turn around now, you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around now, you're my 18.
Yeah. Can't keep me on a leash. No matter how hard you train me, I'll do what I want in the end. And you can't disagree, but they make it so hard to be faithful. They make it so hard on me.
303 is back.
And every time I try to mind my own business, she gon' come around and make me so tempted. She gon' ask me when I'm gon' get. Lord, can you help me get me out of here? And I wanna keep the peace. It's so hard for me. You keep trying to tell me it's only as hard as you think. No matter what broad you're banging, you know who you love in the end. And I can't disagree, but lately I'm trying to be faithful. As long as I'm off the drink, she look like she married, but why is she staring? She think I'm afraid to reach, don't dare me. Hey, and every time I try to mind my own business, she gon' come around and make me so tender. She gon' ask me when I'm gon'
she
get.
She gon' ask me when I'm
gon' get. Lord, can you help me get me out of here? Ooh, nights like this, I wish it wasn't hard for me. Ooh, Lord, give me strength. It's always the simple shit. I'm caught up again.
Thank you.
Yo, what's up? Yo. Here we are on high radio frequency, WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. And 91.5. On the web.
Today
we got a couple of guests.
It's lit.
Go ahead, dudes.
Berg.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday, freshman year, Berg and I had our own show, but it's awesome to be a guest on Gregoire's.
Dude. High radio frequency, man.
Yeah, dude.
High radio frequency.
You can't top that.
No.
True words have never been spoken.
Anyway, tonight we're playing some selections from hip-hop's greatest hits. Yeah. The greatest hits of hip-hop.
The greatest hips of hip-hop.
The greatest hips of hip-hop.
Yo, we got an original coming up.
And an original track.
That's pretty fresh.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we care about you. Yo, also you can call in.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right.
We think we know how to work the phones.
LOL. All right.
LOL, dude.
Okay. Here's another track.
Spinning, what's the booze for? See, there's six
We got a new thing. It's play songs for a really short time.
No, that's the move, actually, because we don't have long attention spans anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of true.
It's the American
Our
way.
Society.
Millennials.
90 seconds tops. Just keep them turning over.
Yeah, just got keep stimulation now and forever.
You're right. Stimulation now and forever. That tattooed on your lower back.
that's the motto, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of want to explain to our viewers my great scales.
Oh, do you want to explain
no,
the scales?
You do.
All right. So think about your like closest group of friends, like their top like I don't know 20 people, and think about how easy it would be to distinguish each person by their voice, not even be able to see them at all, just like just by their voice alone.
Wow.
We think that that test would be twice as easy as your easiest midterm at Tufts or wherever.
Isn't that a great scale to determine that?
That's so true. I never even thought about that.
It'd be so easy.
It's so easy.
And like, it's like easier than faces.
Yeah. A lot of times, especially you, like, when you like write stuff and like I read a text from you, I read it in your voice. So it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like the voice like already in your head.
LOL.
Now. Crazy.
True.
It's a crazy scale.
Dude. We love scales. If you love scales, call in or shoot me a personal text. And
I've been getting some Snapchats.
I've been getting some love from my friends. So I do feel loved that people are listening here.
Yeah. Peace and love, joy and happiness.
All right,
peace.
We got another
love,
track coming up.
Joy, happiness.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio.
Caught up in the sea.
An original in the studio for you.
Yeah, so
never before played on any radio station.
This is making its debut worldwide.
Dude, that's a big deal. Are you nervous?
Yeah. No. Basically, so what I did was me and my friend Colin devised this weird little instrumental electronic thing, and it technically samples my voice, but it puts it a lot lower. I think it turned out pretty well. Cause Colin's very, very good at this sort of stuff. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, dude, Colin's very talented. Berg's very talented. It's two not professionally trained music people just sort of going at it on their different things. And it's kind of interesting to see what happens.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, dude, play it.
Yeah, tell them what it's called at least.
Untitled at the moment.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Untitled at the moment. Because you can't really hear anything. I mean, your average listener, unless the lyrics, because the voice is augmented so heavily, so you can't really even understand what it's like. You know, you'll see.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of funny. It's cool.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties here in the studio.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways.
That was a great start. I definitely want to hear the rest.
Yeah, that was the preview. I was getting so hyped and then it was just
Well, we're literally playing it off of an iPhone right now. This is
so bootleg.
So bootleg, but also this is music, you know?
Alright.
Dude, I don't know what just happened.
Where'd it go?
We're gonna look to change it up.
We got to keep the show rolling.
No, we need to keep the show. No.
We got it back. We got it back. Gregoire, if you want to throw it on.
It's on, dude.
Oh, let's go.
Let's see if we can do it. Let's see if we can make it happen.
I love it. Play it up.
It's playing.
Yeah, it's on.
Knock up. This is so bootleg.
PSA.
And the technical difficulties are back because Berg won't.
If you want to play music on the radio, keep your phone unlocked.
Yeah. Lessons we learned today.
That's the only lesson you need to know about radio. Yeah. Is keeping phones unlocked.
That, dude. Dang, Berg.
Today's a good day.
Dude, a lot of 3-3 stuff cannot be played on air. maybe satellite radio, but
oh, yeah.
For sure not public radio.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one day. I don't know, it's just like fun. Like
It's inspiring.
That actually sounded really good.
Yeah, dude. The vocals, perfect.
Thanks, bro.
Dude, it fit the vibe.
Did it sound like I was singing it?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, but the voice augmentation was so interesting. Like, I was so curious to, like, see the, like, logistics behind, like, making a song. Because, like, when me and Colin were, like, dicking around, like, he was working on, like, he did most of the shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Shouldn't say it on air.
Oh, yeah.
But, he did most of that on air.
But the whole creative mindset was you just, like, in your bedroom and working on literally GarageBand, you know? Like, can't even read music, can't even, like, doing that, just, like, on GarageBand, messing around, and...
That's, like, a new generation of songwriters.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, the best thing about technology is that everyone can use
it. Dude, there's, like, a crazy mass of people who, like, have all this GarageBand stuff that's out on SoundCloud and all that, and it's, like... Some stuff makes it to the top, some stuff doesn't.
People couldn't do that 20 years ago, you know? It's so hard.
You're passing out literal, like, cassettes and, like, mixtapes to, like, random people on the street. It's like,
crazy.
Please just listen to this.
Yeah.
Now you just throw it online and, like, cross your fingers.
And the amount of, like, consumption of music is just, like, so diverse. Such a variety.
Yeah.
You're always just on Spotify, chilling and...
shout out Milk Team Management. My younger brother's basically got a crew of... young hip-hop dudes trying to make it down in South Florida and in tri-state area, basically all on SoundCloud, all just trying to, like, start off small and make it big. It's pretty cool. Milk Tea Management, look them up.
I can't tell you how much I can dig that.
It's pretty cool. I don't know,
it sounds sick.
Yeah, anyways, more tunes,
let's do it.
Smoke from the Lucy drip, hold it like a crucifix. Blow from the nose, I'm a dragon to a dog. Got an average of being excellent, the median just dope. Like the ratio of heroin, the laxative of the soul. Spoken, a man in a pure devotion. Get magnetized to the ground while the Falcons are murder closing. I chose to go guano, y'all know kind of bad shit. The bright lights of fuckery stuck in me automatic. Teabag of piranha tank, heart barely beating, a wild one. I swim like the wreck they have to be seen. We're holding a
toaster oven that's plugged with a fork in it. Cause death by electrocution's like life in New York, in it. Should've been a dentist. Mom said it pains the way that my craft expresses. Born in a little shop of horrors, I can't even afford to rent it. Where's the exit? Wanna talk shop, I can top it up with Exacto Plush. What's the rush? Autograph skin flash. Tag them up. I ain't bragging up, you they back those suck. Hey. I ain't new to the alpha duck, the male you. Kinda like, fuck is you? I'm a little fast spot on the sound alive, and I'm not too hot to say I'm the truth. A line of booth to cast blood like a payment. Made the sake, but I'll make some playpen. True runner, bitch, make the name stick. Not for sale, but I'm taking payment. Back. Flies up, Pegasus, that's no embellishment. I'm here to paint the whole game with the excedrin. Good pussy, good marijuana, that be my medicine. And I'm a mixture of MJG and the government.
Revolutionary, banging on my adversaries. And I love Dr. King, but violence might be necessary. Cause when you live on MLK and it gets very scary, you might have to pull your AK, send one to the cemetery. We overwork, underpaid, and we underprivileged. They love us, why? Because we feed the village. You really made it or just became a prisoner of privilege. You willing to share that information that you've been given? Like, who really run this? Like, who really run that man that say he run this? Who really run that man that say he run this? Run this? Like, who really fun this? Like, who really fun? Who say he fun this? Like, who in the world gon' tell that girl who to put on the UK come list? Now, don't be sick. Who the fuck gon' believe me if I got a billion? If I got a billion, a bitch recording me, I'm like, who can? When a wimpy is on TV, stuttering, talking scared. So the question is, when Don's at home, that trade that bitch alone. Who's that voice on the side of the phone that shakes and rattles his bone? Could it be the man behind the man behind the man behind the throne?
I'll be flying high, shorty. please don't reply. Bye. I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high. It take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply.
Welcome back to High Radio Frequency on WMFO.org.
High Radio Frequency.
It's me.
Yeah, what's good? It's lit.
I'm just hammering out this paper. You know, putting in work. Student athlete. On my grind.
True. That's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
It's like dope. And tedious at the same time, but ultimately worth it.
Worth it.
Do you want to hear about a dream I had? I already told Berg.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's so weird.
So I had a dream that I was in Aspen Ice, which is the ice skating rink back in my hometown that we used to go to on Friday nights when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And we were Aspen Ice, we were ice skating, whatever. Then we were sitting at the snack bar. I was just hanging out with my friends. And this random girl comes out of nowhere and just sticks her tongue in my mouth and then runs away. And that was my entire
I hate
dream.
When that happens.
And yeah, I woke up very confused, but also like super thankful that it wasn't like, that it wasn't real. Cause I don't know. It's kind of scarring.
She like literally dipped as soon as like,
yeah,
she
it was like
comprehend what was happening.
Yeah, it was like a drive-by.
Wow.
Just tongue in mouth and then out.
Classic.
Dude, it's weird when people talk about dreams because like it's kind of funny. It's like, wow, like so weird. It's a dream. But also like no one cares because it's like not even a real thing.
Yo, corn, oh, that's yeah. Good, dude. I hear you.
Like you can't prove that you had that dream.
Yeah. And also it like never actually really happened. It's not like a crazy story that happened to you. It's just like something your brain made up.
It's just complete drivel.
Yeah.
It's like, you want me to tell you some complete drivel that was made up in my head?
Yeah. Dude.
And then people pretend to be interested because,
like, yeah.
You said it.
Actually,
it kind of matters to that person.
But it is like telling, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I know.
That says so much about you, it's the dreams you have.
And it'd sort of be like someone just like telling a random story, like making, just
well,
making up a story.
Also, you can. There are some like things in dreams that like. Are reflective of things that you're like thinking of at the moment. You know yeah. What I mean? So like if you're like stressed about like one thing in particular all week, likelihood is your dreams involving that.
Yeah, we could psychoanalyze my dream for hours.
Yeah, we really could.
I don't know if I really
dreams.
Want to. I'm gonna go a little personal.
Yeah,
to the
yeah.
Public.
If you had dreams that like got you hospitalized because they were so.
Yeah, dude.
So goofed.
No, you don't understand this concept.
No, I don't understand how you get hospitalized from a dream.
If you had such a vile dream that it indicated.
Oh, you should like go to a hospital?
Or that like you
that
were
you would,
crazy.
Yeah, that you were like crazy.
Yeah. Maybe. I've had some weird dreams in my day.
If you had a dream that like some event, like very possible event was going to happen every
ooh.
Night, you'd probably like freak out. You'd lose it.
Yeah, dude. Predicting the future would be crazy. Yo, Coyne wants to hear about tenders. Gregor, what's your opinion on chicken tenders?
I'm a big fan. I can dig that.
I'd like to meet a person who's not a big fan of tenders.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that's anti-tender.
Vegans, but I feel like vegans might even break veganism to be a to have some tenders.
I was talking with Tim today about breaded clams.
What'd he say?
He was like really interested in the food I had, which was breaded clams, because he thought it was some breaded vegetable and he wanted to get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, clams are like pretty much like a vegetable.
Clams are
what
really
is a clam,
bad.
Dude? Is that an animal? Like,
dude, can you imagine if we were? I'm down to intern at a clam farm this summer.
Yeah, I guess. Dude, Warren interned at a cranberry bog.
Can you imagine
a
like,
cranberry
hopping?
Bog?
A cranberry bog, yeah, Ocean bog. Spray cranberry bog.
Oh.
Where they grow cranberries? Soak yeah. cranberries? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yo, could we figure out how to call in?
You gotta call the number.
Please don't call.
You don't think you're gonna figure it out?
But if you did, know. You should call.
Slit, do you remember how to work the calling thing or not really?
Not really. It's like really complicated. I'm trying to figure out, I can't figure out what the number is. Oh, 855.
Actually. We'll figure it out.
915.
Anyways, 9, 2 or 9, 6, 3, 6. No?
I'm going to play a track right now.
All
right. Or do you want to?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
9636.
Anyway.
855.
Thanks for
915.
Listening to us.
9636.
Oh, wait. We should do a PSA.
Oh, true.
I'm going to hand this one to.
Yo, oh, we're going to.
Fellas.
We're about to read out a PSA. Be very
news flash.
Alert.
Yeah.
Be very alert.
Alert, alert, alert,
alert, alert, alert, alert, alert, alert. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. A few facts about texting and driving.
Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver.
Fact number two. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%.
Fact 3. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens.
Fact number 4. This has been a public safety message from StopTextStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now back to our show.
Oh, do you want to...
Thank you. your spider in my hand. And I look at you. And my skin's red. Yeah, arm to arm and thigh to thigh, even though there's plenty of room. And I look just like an owl, and you think that's just fine. It doesn't matter anyway. Silent for a few months, but all that shit he said, I don't know what I read. Yeah, keep that sweatshirt wet. What? Seemed like an hour.
gets himself assassinated. Hey now, every time I lose attitude, you took a town by storm, the mess you made was nominated. Hey now, every time I lose
Thank you so much. This is a pleasure being on the show with you, Gregoire.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, no. I'll be back soon, hopefully, if you invite me back.
Oh, definitely, dude.
Yeah.
At any time, dudes.
This was fun. You're doing a good job out here.
Eagles are in overtime, supposedly.
It's a good game against him and the Cowboys.
Yeah, dude, football.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
You don't know.
You know football, Slip?
Yeah. I know football.
Damn, I gotta get into it.
I don't think it's the best sport. Dude,
football's dying out.
Is it?
People don't want to watch that stuff anymore.
What's the next big sport? NBA?
NBA and soccer.
Yeah.
The people youth can dig. Love soccer. They play FIFA and all that.
Oh, true.
Soccer's gonna get big soon. It's already got the whole world, and it's coming to America.
Wait, that's really cool to think about.
Yeah.
Like, old people don't like soccer that much.
No. Old Americans will not tolerate soccer, but, like, kids are all over it. I wonder
why that is. Why is that?
Actually, yeah.
I've never heard an old person talk about soccer.
It's, like, not American, you know?
That's kind of, it's, like, not our national identity, so we can't watch
it. It's not what you played growing up. You didn't follow your local soccer team. The MLS is only 20 years old.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 20 years old.
Wow. You were destined to become the greatest soccer player ever.
You're right. That's how it works.
You gotta learn how to play now.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play?
Me, kick the ball, put it in a goal.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Kick the ball in a goal?
Yeah.
I mean, not in a game, but I've done it in my life.
Yeah, that's good enough, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good enough to be the best.
Yeah.
Of all time.
The best also does that, and I also do that, so therefore.
By a transitive property.
Yeah.
Huh. You're the greatest.
The greatest.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening. Here on 91.5 WMFO radio.org.
305. 303, baby. 303. Studio.
Mr. 305 on 303.
Hippo. Caiocho.
Thanks for listening.
We out.